شاء الله we will continue Surah Al-Haqqa. We will continue to know how to recite the second half of Surah Al-Haqqa. We stopped at verse number 17, and inshallah today we will continue, but now we will start by reciting Surah Al-Haqqa again, all the surah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة فأما ثمود فأهلكوا بالطاغية وأما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبع ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعى كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باقية وجاء فرعون ومن قبله والمؤتفكات بالخاطئة فعصوا رسول ربهم فأخذهم أخذة رابية إنا لما طغى الماء حملناكم في الجارية لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيها أذن واعية فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرأوا كتابي إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابي فهو في عيشة راضية في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابي ولم أدر ما حسابي يا ليتها كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوا ثم الجحيم صلوا ثم في سلسلة ذرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوا إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم ولا طعام إلا من غسلين لا يأكله إلا الخاطئون فلا أقسم بما تبصرون وما لا تبصرون إنه لقول رسول كريم وما هو بقول شاعر قليلا ما تؤمنون ولا بقول كاهن قليلا ما تذكرون تنزيل من رب العالمين ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين وإنه لتذكرة للمتقين وإنا لنعلم أن منكم مكذبين وإنه لحسرة على الكافرين وإنه لحق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم. Actually I think we stopped at the verse number 18. Okay, so inshallah now, until Balqis will bring, you know, the papers so that we can recite together, I will clarify to you, inshallah now, the meaning of the verses, of the rest of the verses of the surah, so that inshallah we know all the meaning of the surah, because actually the meaning of Surah Al-Haqqa is very important for every one of us to know it as a fundamental basic knowledge for the Muslims. Okay, so actually last week we discussed about the first 17 or 18 verse of the surah, and we clarified that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussing about what will happen in the day of resurrection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending a warning about the day of resurrection, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the people of Thamud and the people of Ad, these two tribes, they were destroyed by the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of wind and in the form of a violent cry, an awful cry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned that the people of Fir'aun also they were destroyed by the flood. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the people of Lut also they were destroyed by the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that this is a reminder for those whom they have ears to listen. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start to mention about what will happen on the Day of Judgment. And Allah mentioned that when the trumpet will be blown with one blowing, the first one, the earth and the mountain will be removed from their places and crushed with a single crushing, and the heaven will be rent asunder, and the angels will be on its sides, and it angels will bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above them. We stopped at that point, the description of the Day of Judgment. Okay, so the question will be, oh Allah, what about me, the servant, okay, what will happen to me in the Day of Judgment? Okay, I learned already about what will happen, you know, in the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim universe, okay, but I want to know what will happen to me on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started to clarify this from verse number 18. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that day shall you be brought to judgment, not a secret of you will be hidden. And I think we clarified this, the meaning of this verse last week, and again I am clarifying this, sisters, that on the Day of Judgment, whatever secrets we were hiding, okay, and whatever plots we were making, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make all of these secrets to be known by everyone on the earth. Suppose today I want to hide some secrets from my husband or from my daughters, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these secrets to be known by all the creatures, the mankind and the jinn and the angels, okay, this mankind whom they were created from Prophet Adam until the Day of Judgment, they will know about my secrets, okay. So let us think it again, you know, I am not supposed to hide anything, okay, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like, okay. I am not supposed to fear the people and not to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not supposed to do anything, you know, out of fear. Suppose I fear my husband, he told me don't communicate with sister so and so, but I want to communicate with sister so and so, okay, so I will communicate, I will hide and I will communicate with them, or I will communicate with them while he is not around, okay, and when he will come home, he will tell me, did you communicate with sister so and so? I will tell him, no, never, okay. On the Day of Judgment, not only my husband will be sure that I was a liar, all the people will be there and they will be witness that Mona was a liar. And the most important is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question me, why you fear your husband and you didn't fear me? I was with you when you hide. If you believe that I am with you all the time, I listen and I hear and I see everything, okay, you were not supposed to hide from your husband. You were supposed only to feel my presence with you. You tell to your husband, I want to talk with them. If you promise your husband that you will not talk as a believer, okay, in the Quran, I mentioned to you that you have to fulfill your promise. Okay, Allah said in the Quran, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَهَدُوا. If I promise something, I have to fulfill it. Okay, so if I promise my husband, if my husband come and tell me, Mona, don't talk to so and so, I will tell him, no, I want to talk, and I will keep on arguing with him, trying to convince him. But at the end of the conversation, if I promise him that I will not talk to them, I am supposed to fulfill my promise, because I fear Allah. I don't fear him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the witness against me on the day of judgment that I didn't fulfill my promise. Okay? This is the meaning of that day shall you be brought, not a secret of you will be hidden. Whatever you are under the impression that I can hide it, you are not hiding anything, you are just cheating yourself, and you will be in a very bad situation on the day of judgment, okay, because you didn't fear Allah, you feared the people, and you were under the impression that I can have my own secrets, okay, you didn't know that Allah is with you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants every one of you, you know, sister, this is the spirit of Islam, the spirit of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is based mainly on the oneness and unity of Allah. This means that when I fear, I only fear Allah. Only. This is how the Muslims and the believers have to grow up. Okay? You ask me, Mona, whom you fear? I tell you, I only fear Allah. But I respect my parents. I respect my husband. I respect my sister. But I don't fear any human being. When you tell me, Mona, why you didn't fear any human being? I told you, because I am a true believer in the unity of Allah. The only one who have the rule is Allah. The only one who has the power is Allah. The only one who control is Allah. The only one who administrates is Allah. The only will which is working in our life is the will of Allah. This means that none of the human being can harm me or benefit me. So why I am supposed to fear them? Why I am supposed to have other partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my spirit? In my spirit, I am commanded only to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Part of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is, sisters, this is fundamental. If you fear the people, this means that you are not believing in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will be questioned about this fundamental base of Islam. Only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why I will hide from my husband? I will keep on arguing with my husband. But when my husband will tell me, it is your choice, either to talk to that sister or to those people, or I don't want you to be my wife, for example. So if I accept, you know, that this is his rules, okay, I will never bypass the rules because Allah is there, because I fear Allah. I promised my husband. Who was the witness? Allah is the witness. Whom I fear? I don't fear my husband. I fear the witness. I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when I will talk with these people, while my husband is not there, Allah is there. Allah is recording. Okay, and I was supposed to fear Allah and not to fear my husband. This is how the Muslims have to grow. I want you to raise your kids with this belief. Don't fear your mother. Don't fear your father. Don't fear the teacher. Don't fear the have fear from the principal. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The benefit of this is that who is with them all the time? You are not with them in the school when they try to cheat in the test. You are not with them when you sleep at night and they start using the cell phone to talk with bad people. You are not with them when they open the computer and you are under the impression that they are studying or they are doing some research for their school, and in reality they are in the shit, these rooms, whatever kind of bad issues in the computer. Who is with them all the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I implant this belief in their spirit that only fear Allah, because Allah can catch you in any position and in any place and at any time. And He is recording. And on the day of judgment, this recorder, this scene, okay, will be for everyone. And everyone will realize your reality. So let us all live our life with this belief. This is excellent because it will get out of my shoulder all the burden of the people. I love Balqis, but when Balqis was late, I told her, Balqis, why you are late? Because I am clean-hearted. I don't fear Balqis. Okay, I respect Balqis, but I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, when my husband will come and tell me 1, 2, 3, okay, don't and don't and don't, I will tell him, I don't agree. Okay? But while I am discussing with my husband, I don't fear him. Get the fear out of your spirit. I respect him.
I am not happy with him, I am upset with him, but fear, no fear. This is how the spirit has to be in Islam. Only one in my spirit, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the balanced personality. I don't fear anyone. This is how you can follow the rules of Allah very simply, because you only fear Allah. Okay, when someone come and tell me this is the rules of that place, I tell her, these rules are up to the Quran and the Sunnah or not? She will tell me, no, it is not up to the Quran and Sunnah. I will tell her, I will never follow your rules and I am not afraid. She will tell me, the people will be against you. I tell her, they don't benefit and they don't harm. Let them benefit themselves or harm themselves. I only follow one direction. The one whom I fear, the one whom I worship, Allah. And actually, this is the most important knowledge, fundamental knowledge, which we have to have it inside the depths of our spirit. And we have to, you know, to start making our kids to believe in as soon as they are 7 or 8 years old. So that, you know, it will be very easy for you to direct them to follow the rules of Allah, when they only have Allah in their spirit. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this is one verse of the Quran, is making it for the believers very easy to follow the rules of Allah. When I realize that all the secrets which I am hiding, when I will tell to Sister Balqis, you know, Sister Balqis, I will tell you do about the other Balqis, because I fear her. I don't want to say any word about her in front of her. What about the day of judgment when all the people, not Balqis, okay, will be there and they will know the reality of Muna? Who was more important for me? One person? Okay, all the people. And the most important is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I do like this, this means that I fear Balqis more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am not a believer. So sisters, let the Quran, okay, has its effect on our behavior, how to live our life, okay. And when I don't fear anyone, okay, we can discuss all the issues with full respect. This is the Muslims. The Muslims are supposed to have full respect to each other. Why? Because we love each other. I love Balqis, but Balqis has totally different points of view with me. No problem. What is the problem? This is life. Life is people with different point of view. Very good. If we all have one point of view, life will be boring. Life is nice because when you marry a husband, your husband always has different point of view. I have one friend, she told me, I want to be divorced from my husband. I told her why. She told me, because he always say yes. He never say no. Yes, I told her, this is a very big blessing. Your husband is always saying, my husband is always saying no. She told me, no, Mona, you didn't feel it. It is very difficult. He's never saying to me anything. I tell him, I will go out. I will buy this. I will stay in my country, stay. You know, he doesn't have any personality. He doesn't care for me. When he tell her yes, he doesn't care for her, you know. He just want to finish the discussion with me. So to have different points of view is very good, and this is how we can improve. I have my concept, you have your concept, and we can meet in the middle. This is very good. On the basis of the respect, not the fear. No fear. Full respect to each other. Okay? So number one, that we will be all brought, okay, no secret will be hidden. Then the people will be only two kinds of people. Okay, there will be on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, will give the command that the death will be slaughtered. So there is no death. No more death. This is basic. No more death. Oh yes, there is no more death. This is one of the facts of the day of judgment. The eternal life will start. Okay, either eternal happiness in the paradise or eternal punishment in the hellfire. Okay, how everyone will know what is his final destination? Okay, it will be through how he will get his book. People will be only two groups. A group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will handle the book into the right hand. Those are the people of the paradise. The other group are the people whom Allah will handle for them the book to their left hand. These are the lost people. Total loss. So this is immediately. Allah is clarifying that. that then as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, okay, he will start to say, here, read my record. I want to clarify to you this verse in detail so that you appreciate being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this worldly life. If you are living your worldly life according to the rules of Islam and believe in Allah and this is forbidden and this is haram and this is, you are not allowed, all the time you are under, you know, the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And because of that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, okay, that this worldly life is the prison for the believer. Because most of the rules I'm not allowed for. You are not supposed to drink this. You are not supposed to eat this. You are not supposed to say this word. You are not supposed to communicate with these people. That place, don't go there. No, 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 no. On the day of judgment, immediately when Allah, inshallah, will give us our record on the right, with the right hand, that person who will get the record with the right hand, he will start to jump in full happiness. Read my record, read my record, read my record, because this was the day I was looking for. I was not allowed from a lot of things. I was living my worldly life as a prison. But all praise to Allah. This is the day which I was looking for. I got now my book from my right hand, so he will start to say, read my record, read my record. This is the proof that I was on the right path. This is the proof that I am the winner. This is the proof that I live my life correctly. Okay, because most of the people, when I was in the worldly life, they were under the impression that I am not living the life, you know, as a fun, and I am not enjoying, and I am not after the wealth. Everyone was telling me that I am not living the correct life. Now I have the proof. This is my record. I got my record with my right hand. I was the one on the right path, and I am the winner. Okay, and he will clarify why he is the winner, because he will say, surely I did believe that I shall meet my account. This is the most important point for the believer, to believe that one day you will meet your account. No escape. Whoever is doing good deed, he will have the good reward. Whoever is doing the bad deed, he will have the bad reward. There is no escape. Okay? So what will happen to that one who will have his record with right hand? Okay, he shall be in a life well blessing in the lofty paradise, and he will have bunches of fruits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, you see now, eat and drink at ease for that which you have sent on before you in days past. All what you did in the worldly life, now eat and drink and enjoy. All. You didn't eat that kind of food because I tell you, this is forbidden, this is forbidden, this is forbidden. You didn't drink wine. You didn't say bad words. You didn't have backbiting. You didn't, lie. You didn't say bad words. All what you were not allowed for, okay, now take everything, because you were the one, you know, whom you did in your past days. So while we are in the worldly life now, sisters, okay, let us get the benefit of the Quran. Now the Quran is clarifying to me. Mona, hold on. Mona, be calm. If life is difficult for the believer, okay, don't worry. Life will finish immediately. But inshallah, you will have, inshallah, eternal life in the paradise, and Allah will compensate for you for every deed you do it for His sake. Nothing is lost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The record is there and the account is there. Okay? And now we will move to the other one, the second group. You will be either in group one, inshallah all the Muslims will be in group one, hoping for, okay, not to be in group two. Group two are those the people whom they will be given their record in their left hand, and what they will say. You know, sisters, I want you to evaluate these realities, okay, in a very accurate way, so that we will not be lost. Those, just on the day of judgment, just they are receiving the record. Nothing started. Okay, just receiving the record. When they are receiving the record with their left hand, okay, they will say one word. Okay, I wish that I had not been given my record. Why? Because they know what is in their record. You see? So I don't want you to be misled, okay, by the worldly enjoyment. Those people whom they are living the confusion, the unreality of the worldly life, under the impression that I am enjoying my life away from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the true loser 100% in this life, and immediately when you will be raised, okay, for the day of judgment, when you will be given your book with your left hand, to your left hand, immediately you will realize, oh Allah, okay, I wish I had not been given my records. You see, I want you sisters to realize that immediately when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us from the graves, immediately those whom they are not following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be in severe torment. Still Allah didn't say anything. It is just take your record with your left hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't start. Immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in the Quran that for you true believer, be patient. Be patient. Don't be in a hurry for the reward. Everything is recorded. Allah will reward you to an extent you can't imagine. Just to escape this situation is a very big reward. Not to be from those whom they, when they will just be raised up like this, get your book with your left hand. They will tell, I don't want it. I don't want my record. Then they will say, and that I had never known my account. I don't want to know my account. Because they know their account. They know their account. Okay, then what they will say, you see what kind of pain and what kind of sorrow, okay, those people are having at the beginning. This is the beginning. Okay? They will say, would that it had been my end. I don't want anything. I want, you see, not to be raised for the day of judgment. I hope I am not alive again. But there is no escape. You know, this Surah Al-Haqqa, every one of us has to always remember it, okay? When you are following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saving you from this torment, okay? Those who believe that we will not die, we must die. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. So 100% we will die. Okay, if we will die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that to be a believer, you must believe that there is a day of judgment. So, oh Allah, I believe there is a day of judgment. In the day of judgment, there are no big choices. It is only two directions. Either direction one or direction two. There is no in between because death is slaughtered. Those people whom they will get their books with their left hand, they will say, oh Allah, we hope that we are dead. There is no death. Death is slaughtered on the day of judgment. Okay? So what they will say immediately after this, my wealth has not availed me. This is the wealth which the human being are selling their eternal life for it. At that minute, they will be sure, my wealth didn't avail. Where is the wealth now? When they are getting their book with their left hand. Okay, sisters, for the sake of Allah, try to evaluate the reality. If you have a mind, and if you have a clean heart, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, the one who wants to be sure that Allah loves her, she has to realize the meaning of these verses of the Quran. Allah, on the day of judgment, whatever wealth, we are after the wealth. I will work every day. I will work the weekend. I will work and I will work. Why? To have the house and to have the car and to have this phone, cell phone up to date, computer up to date, this television 40 inches. And for what? For what? Allah is clarifying that person will say, my wealth has not availed me, my power, okay, has gone from me. Okay, those whom they are under the impression, you know, that I have everything in life, I am very strong, I am this and that, where is your wealth? What about your power? You are less than the insect. You want to be dead, but you will never be dead. Okay, and what will happen, what will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately, he will say, okay, seize him, okay, and fetter him. You know what is the meaning of seize him in the Quran? Seize him in the Quran means that 70 angels will come to him. 70,000 angels will come to him. 70,000. For what? Again and again, sister, this is the message of the Quran. We cannot just recite the Quran in Arabic, not understanding it, under the impression that all praise to Allah, now I am a true Muslim, I am a true believer, and living the worldly life according to all the rules which are against the rules of the Quran. But I am a true believer and inshallah I am in my way to the paradise. No, sister. No, sister, it will be a very big shock on the day of judgment. Yes, we have to say the truth. The issue is totally different. This is the message. The most important is to know the message. As if I am leaving Houston and I will write a letter to Balqis and I will give it to her. Balqis refused to read the letter. Or I write it to Balqis in Arabic. Balqis read it in Arabic. She doesn't understand the Arabic. She tell, okay, thank you, Sister Mona. I love your letter. I didn't understand it. She kept it. In the letter, I said to Balqis that there is a very big secret which will change Houston. Balqis didn't understand the message. She just loved the message. What will be the end? This is our situation with the Quran. We don't know anything. We don't understand anything. This is not the problem. The biggest problem on the Day of Judgment, when Allah will question every one of us. This Quran is in every language. Learn Arabic. جزاكم الله خير. You will be rewarded. But understand the message. Because we will be questioned about the message. It is not an option on the Day of Judgment that I will say to Allah, oh Allah, I learned Arabic, but I didn't understand. I tried my best. Allah will tell you it was not a book to read it without understanding. This is a message. This is rules of life. This is how life has to run. You know, sister, this is very critical. Okay, and you will save yourself. Who is ready to be in the hellfire? This is the question which every Muslim has to ask herself. Not to pray without concentration. Okay, to give charity, that's okay. Okay, to go to Hajj without feeling the spirit of Hajj. Why Allah said for those whom they can do it? Those whom they cannot do it, Allah knows. Suppose I don't have money to do Hajj now, it is very expensive. Allah and I am a true believer and I am living the message of the Quran. Allah knows. That's it. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not someone whom I will show him outside picture. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said Allah will not look to your faces and to your bodies. Allah is looking to your hearts and your deeds. This is the Islam, sister. This is the reality of the message. Don't let us spoil the time far away from the reality. The more you are far from the reality, the more time you need to know the reality. So let us be close to the reality. Let us concentrate on the fundamental basics. When I concentrate on very little fundamental basics, but they are the fundamentals, I will be on the right track. Then following the rules will be simple for me. But the most important is the fundamental rules inside my spirit and my mind. This is the fundamental. Whatever wealth you are running for, it will not avail you on the Day of Judgment. Okay, the most important, get wealth. But before the wealth, come to know the reality of this worldly life. Don't cheat yourself. Don't follow the people. Suppose now I follow the people. And on the Day of Judgment, I run after Sister Fawzi. Sister Fawzi, I was coming to Masjid al-Mu'mineen in Houston. Give me one good deed. Give me one good deed. Sister Fawzi is a very good person. Sister Fawzi is running for a good deed. She will tell me, no, Sister Mona, I think you have more than me. Give me one. I tell her, no, give me one. This is the Day of Judgment. Everyone is running after one. Why? Why we have to be in this very difficult situation on the Day of Judgment? Still, I am in the worldly life. I can collect this number of big deeds, and I can live the worldly life in a very peaceful situation, full of tranquility, full of trust, very happy, ready to die. Why? Because I am on the right path. Because I know the reality of the worldly life. Worldly life is a test. Don't let the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in the Quran clarifying. Don't let the worldly life to cheat you. Don't make the worldly life is deceiving, to deceive you. Wake up, wake up. Day of judgment, paradise, hellfire, very difficult, punishment. This and that, so again, then the Muslims don't like. So what will be the solution, sisters? the reality is that the situation will be very difficult on the day of judgment. And again, I need to clarify to you one point. If you live your life with the full belief in the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah clarified that in this life, Allah will make for you a way for every problem, from ways you never think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Those whom they fear Allah, okay, Allah will make for them an outlet from ways they never expect. Suppose today Yusri is not studying well. Yusri will fail. What can I do? She cannot understand the chemistry. For example, if she will not appear in the get good grades in chemistry, she will fail the SAT. What can I do? This and that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me to have a phone call. Salamu alaykum, Sister Mona. I am Sister so and so. Do you know that? And this is happening in the worldly life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. I am the one of the sister in your classes. Do you know that I am a teacher of chemistry? I will tell her, what? Are you teacher of chemistry? She will tell me, yes, high school teacher of chemistry. I will tell her, Allah send you for me. Yusri is about to have a test. Yusri is failing. She will come and she will sit with Yusri for 2 or 3 days, then Yusri will pass the test. How I will make that sister? This is the one, the creator, the one, the controller, the administrator, the planner. He planned for me that when I will wake up in the morning with full upset that my daughter will fail in the test, what can I do? I don't have anything to do. My husband will blame me. Life will be... Then the telephone will ring and that sister will call me. This is the planner. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have Allah in this life. I am not worried about anything. If you will tell me in the morning Yusri will fail, I tell you, yes, what can I do? This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I am sure that Allah will make for me an outlet. How? You tell me how, Sister Mona? I tell you, I don't know. I am not Allah. I am a servant. My rule is to obey. His rule is to plan. You see, sister, this is the reality which I always now mention in every class. This is the reality which every one of us has for your sake. For your only sake, okay? To sit with yourself and to tell to yourself, myself, I don't want to deceive you, because both of us will not be in a good situation on the hellfire, on the day of judgment. And the most important, myself, are we happy? We are after the wealth, and we are after the work, and we are after the qualification, and we are after the enjoyment, and the fun, and the clothes, and everything. Are we happy? We are not happy. People are not happy, because happiness is up to the Creator. He will not shower someone whom he is not obeying his rules with happiness. The people will deceive themselves. I am extremely happy. I am drinking day and night, but I am extremely happy. I am taking 2 antidepressants, but I am extremely happy. Yes, extremely. Life is excellent because of the antidepressants, because of the sleep medications, because of many other things. Why? Why, sisters? All praise to Allah. Allah created us Muslims. Allah gave us the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us masjids in America. This is very big blessing. So I don't want you to forget about all the blessings and to keep on having different points of view for minor issues. So we lose all the... You know, when we do like this, what Allah will do? Allah will get all the blessings from us. We will be... Yes, this is the reality. We will be divided. We will not come to the masjid. We will not have the blessings. We will forget about, you know, when we sit like this, how many sisters, mashallah, reciting the Quran. The angels are around us up to the first heaven. Okay, Allah is mentioning us with His angels. The tranquility is for every one of us. The mercy of Allah is showering us. After all of this, if any one of us will not have clean heart towards her sister, you know, this, she has to blame herself. I have to blame myself. If I don't have very good feeling towards Sister Fawzia, even Sister Fawzia have totally different points of view with me. This is not the issue. But I have to have very clean heart, and I have to tell myself, Mona, we are one group. Mona, we need the Quran. Mona, we need to improve. Mona, if you are a clean-hearted in reality, forget about the negative.
concentrate on the positive. Maybe after 1 year, we will be only three sisters because of different points of view, different points of view, different points of view. Then the light will be off in the masjid. Then our kids, when they will grow in America, they will not find the masjid. They will become Christian. Yes? Yes, you have to be sure. This is what is going on now with many people. I know them whom they came to America 35 years ago. Their kids are, they are not telling to their parents. But in reality, they are not Muslim. What is the meaning of Islam? Islam is submission to Allah, obedience to Allah. If people are not praying and fasting and not knowing any Muslim, these are Muslim, they are not Muslim. And Allah knows what is in their death. There are many kids of the Muslim people whom they are atheists in America. Even not Christian, atheist. Yes. So, who will be blamed on the day of judgment? We will be blamed on the day of judgment. So that let us know the truth. The truth is difficult. But if we will not mention the truth now, okay, Allah will question me if I will not say the truth. Okay, we are the reason. And we will be questioned and we will be punished. Why? Because we didn't have, you know, the rules of Allah. The most important is the unity. The most important is to work together. The most important is to forget myself, my personality. What to remember? This book. This masjid. The masjid is very important, sisters. We are not evaluating the importance of having masjids in America. And Allah knows what will happen in the following years for the Muslims.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil.
Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness.
Amen.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and your favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.